Michael placing voice recorder 940-ish in the bathroom where the girl laughs.
You could also get out here. Do we have one up there?
No,
so we have two, we have three more. We can put one in there for sure. One of the kids can be messed around, right? And we can probably just use one just to... Actually, let's put this one.
Oh, yes, go right ahead. Are my lights flickering already?
No.
Oh, okay.
Is there another restroom or just this one?
There's that one and then there's one right here.
Okay.
Thank you.
We're just ready to bring the remaining lights out. And
turn everything on?
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. So do you guys like go around and like EVP stuff and do all that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Michael and Gretchen, master bedroom. And Michael and Scott, master bedroom.
Same here, I guess. Nominal front 2.3.
In the kill.
Their little girl here likes to laugh, knock hats off the wall. It's Michael setting down the K2 on the kitchen or the bathroom counter. Little girl here, we'd love to hear you laugh. I hear you have a nice laugh.
Yeah, there's... This house does not have an EMF problem.
If you want to put your fingerprints on the mirror tonight, you can.
Yeah, we've got it nice and clean for you. there anybody in here? Where'd you put the key to?
On the sink.
Oh, there it is. Way over there. Okay. Right.
In theory, anyway.
I don't know if it's... Can you see the K2 meter from the camera?
Which one are you looking for?
The K2 would be right here.
Yes, I can see that.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Through that window, could probably create some matrix in glow.
I don't know that I would confuse that with thinking it was a face or body or something. It would be weird if there was somebody in the backyard and then you kind of saw it in the mirror, but.
So long ago with capital. And I mean, time's been pretty steady too. So. Is there anybody in here with us?
Do have some muffled voices again from our crew. So I'm just gonna stand here for a minute and listen. Is there anybody in here? If you want to talk to us, can you tell us your name? Can you tell us how old you are? Are you a boy or are you a girl? Are you the one that puts fingerprints and handprints on the mirror? Are you touching the mirror? Do you do that to let us know you're here? Can you do it now? Just put your hand on the mirror. Just reach out and touch it. Like you've done before. It's a lot of hats on the wall over there. Do you like the hats? Do you like to play with the hats? Maybe knock them off of the wall? You get a reflection of your light in here, off of the mirror a little bit.
Are you the one that stands in the mirror out here? Got some noises from our team.
Do you see the green light over by the sink? Can you move over toward that? If you get really close to it, you might get a few more lights to light up.
Let you go, and if you can, if you want to knock the pants off or play with that light, you can.
Yep. We won't be in here to stop you. You can just play with the hats, play with the lights, touch the mirror. Hey,
Michael and Scott are leaving the room.
So in here, you can either sit on my bed, but there's a chair.
Okay.
You may have to throw some things off of it, but right there. I live in this bedroom 90% of the time.
Really?
Yeah. I just stay in here. Mm-hmm. But like I said, this would be where I get the cigarette smell, the weed smell,
yeah,
the tingles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
and again, what are you doing when that happens?
I'll just be lying here watching TV or playing on my phone,
mm-hmm,
and then I'll just get that chill, staticky,
mm-hmm,
feeling.
Okay. Yeah. Like the hairs on the back.
Yeah. It just randomly. I won't be thinking of any of it. You know what I mean? And it just.
Yeah.
It just happens.
Mm-hmm.
So, or a few times, like, after he passed away, we were posting certain songs,
mm-hmm,
and if those play, I'll get that same,
mm-hmm,
electrical feeling.
Okay, yeah.
So I don't know if there's a coincidence with that,
mm-hmm,
or not, or the fact I have his ashes, mm-hmm, on me. I don't get out of my house much. I live on my phone. More conversations on my phone.
Right, yeah, definitely.
The other thing that my son would do,
mm-hmm.
To mess with people, he'd poke.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know if it was my husband or who, but they got poked.
Mm-hmm.
It was just something he would do.
Yeah.
Just out of fun, he'd just poke.
Yeah. All right, well, the little girl's here.
The little girl?
No, I'm just wondering if she is here.
She is.
Let's hear a noise.
I had two people tell me her name is Samantha.
Is your name Samantha? Are you here right now? You just gave her some chills. Are you just saying hi?
Getting like this little cold.
Keep getting cold in your hands?
Yeah, you can feel like little cold spots.
Mm-hmm. Want to tell us what's up right here that's making it cold?
Something's right here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it shows. The other thing, this room will be colder than any room in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes no sense.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Do the tingles have like a positive feeling? Or?
Yeah, it's not a bad feeling.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's a happy feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Like just let me know I am here.
All right.
Type of thing.
Yeah.
The only room I get that bad feeling is my son's room.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason. It's not bad.
It's just
I'm just curious.
Mm-hmm.
what that little girl is looking for, because she's always been mommy, daddy type of thing. Yeah, it's just weird. And she mainly just lives in my bathroom.
She just what?
She hangs out in my bathroom.
Yeah. Is your name Samantha? Are you just saying hello?
It's like I'm gonna phone you stupid.
No, don't.
Yeah,
right, yeah.
Let's see how it keeps going.
There's anything here.
Dustin, are you here, honey? Thank you.
pictures come down?
Mm-mm.
No.
No. No, nothing comes down in there. Just the bathroom and some room.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I'll just be laying here all alone.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're at school and stuff. And that's why the body chills, the cigarette smoke, My friends that were here earlier, they're like, your house smells like weed. I'm like, I don't do weed.
That doesn't matter. Yeah. Or if there is a lady present here. So have you ever seen the little girl at the bottom, at the, right here?
My husband has.
Just your husband?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he woke me up one night and he goes, there's a little girl in the house. She was standing at the end of the bed yelling for daddy. It's almost, she's looking for her parent. So it's almost like she seems lost or stuck. And she can't find them. So they're like, the one day when I was taking a shower, and I heard the giggling, mommy, mommy. And I'm like, no one's here.
Yeah.
But me. That was totally weird.
And it was only a couple times?
I mean, my friend, she saw her. Because she's got some sort of psychic something. She has the gift to know. And it's strange. She told me, I think it was last year, that her name was Samantha. And then another person came and told me the same thing. That her name was Samantha. And she's lost.
Mm-hmm. Are you here, Samantha? What are you looking for? Samantha? Are you in here? Are you looking for something? Any other cool feelings?
Not yet.
The bones.
Dustin, are you here? Can you tell me if you're okay? When like people pass away and whatever they were laying on, that leaves like a residual or some sort of something.
Very well could, yeah. Have you felt like when sitting in the love seat?
Yeah. It's a weird feeling, sitting on the love seat. It's a really heavy
feeling.
I try not to sit on it.
Yeah.
I tried to get my husband to replace the furniture. Like, someone died on it, we can't keep it.
Yeah. Could it also be because you know?
It could be because I do know.
Right. Like, if someone else came in.
You know?
Without any pre, you know, like, if you didn't tell him.
Yeah. Ever since he passed away, hardly anybody will come here because of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I don't understand.
But I think that they all know the story as well, so.
You know the weird thing was? You know how normal people die? Their bowels, the bladder, it just goes.
Mm-hmm.
He did not.
Mm-hmm.
His body functions never did that.
Mm-hmm. Never realized.
Yeah, because a lot of people are like, isn't that couch growing now?
Mm-hmm.
And then they didn't even go for some reason.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. What significance do the dolls have?
Those were my grandmother's.
Mm-hmm.
And she willed them to me.
Okay.
And they freak a lot of people out.
Understandable.
Yeah. The one is musical.
Uh-huh.
So when I very, very first got it, every once in a while, the music would play just a little bit,
mm-hmm.
but then it quit doing it.
Yeah, probably just like all along with it, yeah.
Yeah.
What was said in the will when you got them? Like, was it just like it was written down that you'd get the dolls, or was there like significance behind it?
What she'd done when everybody knew she was going to pass. She went through her house and name tagged all the stuff that to go to whomever.
Mm-hmm.
So the dolls had my name on it, the dresser, the bed, the nightstands, all had my name on it.
Mm-hmm.
Because the family was like, well, I don't want everybody fighting over this or that. And so that's what she did. She put name tags.
Mm-hmm.
On everything.
Mm-hmm.
I got most of everything.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason.
Mm-hmm.
I was one of her favorites, so I got a lot of her stuff.
Mm-hmm. So I was wondering if you said that you got an apparition from someone from the, you said, 60s?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what was kind of strange about it, she reminded me of my grandmother when she was younger.
Yeah.
And I didn't know if, like, when they pass away, what they look like. Do they go to their younger self? Do they, you know, do they just appear different ways?
Mm-hmm.
But I had the feeling it was her.
Yeah. And what was her name?
Her name was Alice.
Alice. Beautiful name. I love it. And what did she, you know, what did she do in her life?
She would work various jobs. She, like, worked at a dry cleaner's in McCall for many, many years.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, she was mostly staying at home.
Okay.
My grandfather, he died 20 years ago on New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
He had cancer, that went to his brain.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a carpenter slash he used to build roads and bridges.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was a miner. He had his own mine. He was just, and he was in the military.
Mm-hmm.
He was a, he was in the back of the helicopter shooting mm-hmm. tail gunners, I think is what he was.
Mm-hmm.
So he had lots of military stories.
Yeah.
He was an amazing man.
Yeah. Sounds amazing.
That death killed him.
Yeah.
It really did. It tore me apart. His death is one of those I still haven't coped with, mm-hmm. even 20 years later. I don't know why, it just hasn't settled with me very well.
Yeah.
My husband, one year, he had this medallion made for me, and it's a crystal, and my grandfather's etched into it.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
That's really sweet.
Yeah. He gave it to me, and I just cried and cried.
Of course. I don't think you can truly get over death, but I think with time, definitely learn how to cope.
Because his death affected me more than my grandmother's.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure why. And what was really weird was my grandfather, as he was sick in the hospital, and he was incoherent.
Mm-hmm.
But one day, he kind of woke up, and he started kind of mumbling,
mm-hmm.
and he called out like his mom's name and some other family members, saying, and he's like, "I'm coming, Mom.
Mm-hmm.
I see you."
Mm-hmm.
He had seen a line of people like waiting for him to go, and then he kept calling out my name.
Whoa.
So I sat there.
Yeah,
the whole time. Until he passed, yeah.
Were you able to have a conversation with him?
Very little.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure why he was calling for me at that time. Because the whole family was there,
mm-hmm.
you know, but my aunt came running out and he saw, "He's calling for you. He's calling for you."
Yeah.
And I held his hand till his last breath.
Wow. Yeah.
And then I just laid my head on his chest.
Yeah.
Crying. Asking him to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
One more time to breathe.
Yeah.
And it put me into a 2-year depression.
Mm-hmm.
It was really hard.
Yeah. you know any Samanthas?
I don't.
Okay. Were there any Samanthas like in your previous family tree?
No. Yeah, it's, I don't know where it came from because there's no one with that name. I wish someone would talk.
Something? Maybe an Alice?
Because my grandma's name was Alice. My grandfather's name was Albert.
Albert. That's okay.
And my grandfather will come in my dreams. He really did a lot when he first passed, because I was such a mess. And he entered my dreams a couple times telling me it was okay. He was fine.
Good. Yeah.
It's okay to move on. Don't be so sad. And like with Dustin, I know he wouldn't want me sad. I know that. He was really protective of me. Because I was like his other mom.
Yeah, yeah. He's still protecting?
I think he is. I really do. It's like, how can he not be here?
Yeah.
just like a little pocket.
Okay.
Look right in here. It's just enough that I kind of feel it. Almost like a tiny little breeze.
Okay. So is that you?
Justin, is that you? Are you hearing me?
It's a cool feeling?
Yeah. It's not like a strong cool. Just enough to kind of feel cool. I feel a little breeze kind of
just like someone
passed by real fast.
Yeah. Maybe Samantha? You were running by looking for something?
Sir,
do you want to go back?
Yeah, we can go back for a little bit.
Hang out here a little bit more, see.
No problem.
to go to the room and what you bought.
I'm just curious if anyone else does that, that heavy dream.
I think. It's not making any more noises. Apparitions and voices. Anybody in here? There's a little girl in here. Can you come out and play? Say hi. I heard you like to giggle. You like to laugh a lot? I'd really like to see what you look like. Can you show us? Can you come out here? What's your name? Your name Samantha?
I think there's a camera on that one today.
Oh, on the back of it?
Yeah.
On the back of it. Yeah, there's a little red light out flashing.
Looks like a camera, isn't it?
It is. It's a DVD camera. That was me. If you're here with us, can you let us know? I hear you have a nice laugh. Can you laugh for me?
If you'd like, you can go up to that green light on the bed, and it'll let us know that you're here.
Curious, I saw you looking at the hats. She said that hat that fell down,
mm-hmm.
We could like put it back up. I'm curious if we'd move another hat up there. Like, is it specific to that hat?
Maybe. Why don't we, let's, you want to go back in there and then we'll move it.
What hat are we talking about here?
This one right here.
Where was it?
Hmm?
Where was it?
It's up here.
Oh, okay. Those are pretty good nails, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, they're tacks.
Are they? Okay.
Yeah, all right.
Is it just the way that light was hitting it? Is that up at the
corner? Not there. That kind of pretty with me.
Could
much different.
It just, it's not like a huge, huge.
Yeah.
Just like a breeze come by real fast.
Cool.
I No, because it happens a lot just during the day when I'm by myself. Just a lot happens.
Yeah. What I would do, I'm sure you maybe already do it, but is the next time things happen, like write it down right away.
Okay.
And log it.
Okay.
Just because then you track it. And you can kind of get a sense of the history and how it's working. And if it is at night, too. Because mm-hmm. then if you ever want us to come back to you at some point, we have a timeline to kind of
follow. That makes a lot of sense.
So if you track it.
Right.
That way at least we kind of know. We know what time of day it is. You know, like if anything else might have been a factor at that specific time.
Mm-hmm. So now, you said you have running recorders?
Yes.
Are you going to see if those
yes,
anything
we'll review
comes
all those.
Through?
Yeah. So what we'll do is probably starting Monday, we'll have our team review all the recorders. We have four recorders.
Oh, okay.
And then review the video, even though we didn't want to edit it pretty much all night. But we'll watch it again just to make sure we didn't miss anything.
Because I know sometimes just that smallest little
exactly.
thing can come out.
Yeah. So we'll go over that and all the audio.
Okay.
And then at that point you can kind of see where we're at.
I guess the one I'm just hoping somewhere my son-in-law is, his voice appears somewhere.
Yeah.
That's my big one too.
You want it, yeah.
I want to see if he's okay and past okay. And
yeah. But at the same time, if he doesn't show up, then that doesn't mean we're done.
Okay.
Right?
Sure.
So if he's not talking to us,
then we know
that he's going to be out
there.
Then we
know
he did go. Yeah.
And that wouldn't bother me either,
yeah.
just so I know.
Yeah, because the last thing we want is his voice to be not happy.
Yeah, that would bother me.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, we'll listen to it all in
okay.
real time. I mean, it's a lot of
I bet it's a lot of. Yeah, I bet it is. I can imagine that.
Because it's all
is.
This time times eight.
Yeah, and you got to slowly listen to just the smallest little things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No, that's totally great.
Yeah, we just. When it's quiet like this, it's so hard to.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to push on because it just.
It is because
like it's going to be fruitless, you know?
Yeah.
And we don't want to. Compete on you any longer if we don't have to.
No,
so.
I totally understand.
So.
I appreciate you guys even coming.
No, we love doing it. I mean, we love helping people. That's always been our goal.
I'm
we're
sorry.
Not, you know, people, we're not the type that go out looking for, we don't look for it.
Right.
You know, people contact us, we go out, we do the job. We leave them with what we find, and that's all we can do.
It is, yeah. But it's great that you guys do it.
Yeah, we like it. It's a way to contribute and help out. So.
Alright.
Well, we will start wrapping up here
okay.
in just a few minutes. I think we'll let it roll about 10 more minutes.
Okay.
And then we'll wrap it up.
Yeah.
Thank you.
sorry it ended up boring.
No.
It's just got so... I don't understand. It just was...
I wouldn't call it boring. It's quiet.
I've never had my house this quiet.
Well, it's not necessarily a bad thing.
A little break from the children.
See?
Yes.
You get that.
That's right. Yeah, no problem. Go right ahead and start turning lights on and
see what we have. If we have anything on the mirror in here.
Oh, what is it? Yeah, the hammer.
It's not exactly an easy thing to see anyway, but I would not see anything.
Mm-mm. Yeah, it's been the weirdest thing seeing the handprints.
Oh, I bet, yeah.
Because it's just weird. It's like the child are right here, mm-hmm. and an adult is like way up there. It's done it two different times.
Okay, well.
Because we've cleaned it. Waited to see if it comes again, and it does.
How long from when you clean it to when it happens again?
3-4 days.
Okay.
Yeah.
So again, it's kind of one of those things, the odds of us
it's catching maybe something. Maybe it's just a time factor even, and that makes
window of time
sense.
That we're here.
Yeah. Because a lot happens when I'm home all by myself during the day. And why it waits till I'm alone, I don't know.
You're just lucky that way?
I guess.
Turn this one off either. There's a power button. I'm pressing a power button.
Yep. No, that's the power button. No, this little box.
I pressed that little box.
Not the right one.
Yeah. Nothing off.